The Nolan Show can reveal 7 police officers have been disciplined over the way they handled the investigation into the killing of a Lisburn man 2 years ago. Jim Heasley was attacked after a night out at his local pigeon club. He was found on the side of the road with serious injuries. But instead of launching a criminal inquiry, officers repeatedly told family members that he had simply fallen. The 70-year-old died 10 days later. Last month, 48-year-old Jackie Allen was jailed for 3 years after he pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Disciplinary action against the officers was taken after the police ombudsman upheld a complaint from Jim's brother, David. He's also angry at Allen's sentence and wants the Attorney General to review it. David's been speaking to our reporter, Lisa McAllister.
Jim was a 7-year-old pensioner. He was out for a drink on a dance with his friends at the local pigeon club. He has a character in his own right. He just loved the drink and a bit of crack. And we danced there on a Saturday night, and that was him happy. And unfortunately, when he was enjoying himself, this other fellow had an off night and just happened to pick on Jim. There was an incident involving Jackie Allen and Jim over him taking someone else's drink. There was a few words, and Jackie Allen was asked to leave the premises. He was actually put off the premises. And shortly after that, Jim left. The last we seen, he was walking up a long stone with Jackie Allen following him on the opposite side. As Jim turned into Manor Park to go home, Jackie Allen crossed the road, and just a few yards up the road, that's where the assault was taking place. And as soon as I even hadn't seen Jim, I knew it was not a fall. It was definitely an assault.
Is that because of his injuries, David?
His injuries. He had injuries to his head, and cuts and bruises to his face. He had a broken shoulder. He had bruising both down both sides of his body.
So although you felt it was an assault, the police still thought that he had just had a fall?
Yes. They were treating it that a 70-year-old with a drink problem who had one fall too many. And that's as far as they were prepared to go on it.
How did that make you feel?
To say disappointed is an understatement. I truly got it. At the response of the police and the whole family. No, felt the exact same. We were going down seeing Jim laying there in the hospital in a coma. A coma that he never came out of. And it just broke your heart to see him laying there. And what made it worse was the police had done absolutely nothing about it. And it was only for a couple of community workers. If they hadn't started asking questions and putting themselves about, this might never come up at all.
Twofold for you, in a way. You're deeply worried about your brother who's in a coma, and you know that something's amiss and you can't get anybody to listen.
That's true. It was very hard to take. And no matter what way you turned, the police were turning you down. And when you rang them, they wanted to know where you were getting your information from. We were asking questions which the police weren't. And what made it even worse, the police actually gave this man a lift home after the assault.
How long did it take the police then to start treating it as a criminal investigation?
9 or 10 days. It was the 9th or 10th day. It happened on a Sunday morning, early hours of Sunday morning. It was 9 days before the police done anything. They brought in the MIT team who done a full investigation. The uniform said that there was nothing about the scene, no, for the justify. Yet 9 days later, the Met team found Jim's blood and hair still on the curb at the roadside. And the uniform missed it. The clothes were given back to us and we were told to dispose of them because the police, that was after 3 or 4 days. Then the police hadn't done anything, and the staff at Manor Hospital gave us Jim's clothes to dispose of. And they could have been having it. Surely they would have been having it, sir. Because his blood was actually found. Jim's blood was found on his trainers. So surely there's more blood over no Jim's clothing. That could have been fatal evidence.
So as this investigation eventually gets underway, David, what happened to Jim? His condition deteriorated?
Jim lay in a coma for 12 days. He never came out of the coma. And the first the police was there was the day before he died. So it was.
You've made a complaint then to the police ombudsman who has found in your favour?
That's correct. They fully investigate it and everything will be reported, was found to be true. And there has been action taken.
How do you feel having to go through that process of complaining to the police ombudsman to get some answers and to get some satisfaction when your brother has been taken from you?
If the police had been on the job at the very start, it would have helped the family a whole lot. No, without having the... We actually had three investigations and you had the ombudsman coming to investigate. Then you had the uniform trying to make up for lost time. And then you had the MIT team. So there was three investigations for one would have done. Well, it was hard to take for the whole family.
On top of the grief, that must have been just...
Grieving for Jim the whole way through. And then when I went to court, you're through the whole thing all over again.
You were obviously, as a family, holding out for justice for Jim?
Well, we're hoping for a lot tougher sentence than what he received. He got 6 years for manslaughter. He'll do 3 years in jail and three on license, which is absolutely ridiculous. Jim has lain Blairs for a year and a half already.
How do you think the justice system has treated Jim and your family?
Absolutely appalling. There is no justice. Everything is for the accused. There's no compassion or anything for the victim. Absolutely none. The system is just set. And the ligaments are sealed. The family, and Manny's another family, has went through the same thing. There is no justice in them courts.
Do you think that 3 years is enough of a sentence for the person who took your brother away from you?
Most certainly not, or nowhere near it. I was expecting, I would assume he should be doing a minimum of 10 to 12 years in jail, not on license. And 3 years is an insult to Jim's memory.
What would you say to the Justice Minister as the relative of a victim who's been through the system?
That the legal system needs looked at from start to finish. Because the systems in the court favours the accused all the time, and the victim's family, the victim and the victim's families get very little, if any, consideration.